Ramaswamy kept paying security firm after bodyguard arrested with enough fentanyl to kill 132,000 Ohioans. This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Campaign finance records filed with the Ohio Secretary of State show Vivek Ramaswamy's gubernatorial campaign paid $14,000 to its contracted security firm in the weeks after the firm's employee, Ramaswamy's personal family bodyguard, was arrested on federal fentanyl trafficking charges. The final payment came 4 days after the campaign publicly announced it was dropping the firm. Justin Salisbury, 43, of Bellefontaine, was arrested December 30, 2025, alongside his wife, Ruthin Rankin, 38, an Urbana City Schools teacher, on charges of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and methamphetamine. According to federal court documents, the couple allegedly received 261 suspected drug parcels through the United States mail between August 2024 and December 2025. A search of their home on December 30th turned up 264 grams of fentanyl pills, 938 grams of methamphetamine pills, and 19 grams of MDMA, according to the criminal complaint. Salisbury was employed by ARC Protection Group, a Wayne County-based private security firm contracted to protect the Ramaswamy family. Quote, "The private security firm that hired Salisbury, ARC Protection Group, immediately removed him from the Ramaswamy family's security detail," end quote, campaign spokesperson Connie Lux said in a statement at the time. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, 1 kilogram of fentanyl has the potential to kill 500,000 people. Applied to the 264 grams recovered at Salisbury's home, that ratio yields an estimated potential death toll of approximately 132,000, a figure the DEA itself uses as a benchmark for seized quantities of the drug. Despite the arrest, the Ramaswamy campaign continued paying ARC Protection Group. According to Ohio Secretary of State campaign finance records, the campaign paid ARC $12,000 on January 8, 2026. 9 days after the arrest, and the same day the story became widely reported. The campaign had paid ARC a total of approximately $61,971 since April 2025, prior to that payment. On January 16, 2026, Luck released a statement confirming the campaign would find new security. Quote, "Vivek and Apoorva are parents first, and they put the security of their family first. In light of last week's deeply troubling developments, the Ramaswamy family has begun the process of relieving ARC Protection Group of their responsibilities and transitioning to a new service provider," end quote. 4 days later, on January 20th, the campaign made one additional payment to ARC, $2,000, according to the same campaign finance records filed with the state. The total paid to ARC Protection Group between April 2025 and January 20th, 2026, was $75,971 per the Ohio Secretary of State records. ARC Protection Group founder Ron Gasboda issued a statement saying the firm regretted disappointing the Ramaswamy family. Quote, "Their safety and protection remain our utmost priority, and we are supporting them as they transition to a new security service provider," Gasboda said. According to Cleveland.com, ARC Protection Group closed on January 21, 2026, 1 day after the final payment. Owner Gasboda reportedly notified the Ohio Department of Public Safety in writing that he had ceased providing security services, end quote, and was closing the company, following reports that two of ARC's bodyguards were unregistered in Ohio, and a third had been charged with federal drug trafficking. Ramaswamy is the Republican nominee for Ohio governor and is expected to face Democrat Amy Acton in the November general election. He did not respond to a request for comment on the post-announcement payment. Ohio recorded 4,452 unintentional drug overdose deaths in 2023, according to the Ohio Department of Health, a 9% decline from 4,915 in 2022. Fentanyl was involved in 78% of those deaths.